Welcome back, guys, to the anime podcast. And so today I'm going to be discussing the Boruto manga, chapter 35. People, I gotta be honest with you. The Boruto manga is fucking greatness. It's literally very entertaining. It's the reason why I'm so hungry at the Boruto anime. And I kind of understand why the anime is doing what it's doing right now, right? But even so, as someone who grew up watching Naruto, you know, I'm expecting that the anime should at least try to do as good a job and not let us down. But at least the manga is really doing the manga. Yo, this chapter of the manga was crazy. There was so much information revealed in just a few chapters that it was a fucking amazing. Right, and we're gonna get into that, right? And we're gonna get into that very soon. But before that, let me just say that for all the guys that listen to this podcast, every time I put out a new episode, I want to tell you a big thanks. And if you guys want to support the podcast, you can support me by using the support link in the description or the show notes. Okay, let's get into it now. So this is Boruto chapter 35, right? In this chapter, there was a lot of things. We see Kawaki having a conversation with Kawaki having a conversation with Kurama, Nine-Tailed Fox, which resides in Naruto, right? And Kurama practically, you know, put things into perspective for Kawaki and who Naruto is as a person and what he is all about, right? And from this, I think you could see that Kawaki was, you know, at least let his guard down some more and is now opening up more in assimilating himself into the Leaf Village, not just the Leaf Village, but into the Boruto family, into Naruto's family, because right now at this point, it seems like Naruto is a foster parent for Kawaki, right? And the conversation that he had with the Nine-Tailed Fox, you know, the fox basically gave him the history of Naruto and let him know that, listen, the person that you are seeing right now, Naruto, the seventh Hokage of the Leaf Village, I know he seems great and he looks so big and popular, and you're probably thinking that he had life easy, but no, he did not. You know, he had a rough life, you know, partly because of me, the demon that resides in him, you know, kind of made people hated him and believed him, ousted him and put him on the outside, and he was lonely, had no friends, right? And Kawaki cried during all of this, you know, because he could relate, right? And it also made him open up more. You know, he was like, so can I become like Naruto? Can I change and like that? And the fox is that, yes, but it's up to you. You have to decide that you want that change for yourself. And so we are seeing Kawaki opening up. And this intro to this chapter was pretty great. You know, it set, I think, put things in perspective as to how Kawaki assimilate and become a part of the Leaf Village, as well as a part of Naruto's family, you know, practically becoming Kawaki's foster dad, right? And then, because of all this, it leads you to question the beginning of the manga, you know, where we see Naruto facing off with Kawaki, and Naruto suggesting or saying to Kawaki that, you killed my father, are you the reason why my father is dead? No, it brings up a lot of questions. Is Kawaki really the reason why Naruto is dead? Right? Did Kawaki had anything to do with Naruto's death? Because we are seeing that Kawaki is opening up, right? I think it, out of anyone right now in this series or in this universe, Naruto might be the only person that Kawaki actually trusts or love or even think about, right? So that's a lot of question that has been asked right now. And then we move past that, and then we see Kawaki learning ninjutsu, learning basically the tools and the essence of what it is to be a ninja. He was for learning walking up trees. He practically mastered that pretty easy, which suggests that he's a genius, right? And keep in mind, he's already very a good fighting character with his artificial weaponry and all of these things, plus he has the karma seal and all of that, which is mean he's a pretty good fighter already. Now learning ninjutsu and all of these things, I can just imagine he's gonna, you know, incorporate that into his whole fighting style and all of that. He's probably gonna be a very powerful character, right? But we see that he's a pretty much a genius, just like Boruto. And Naruto was like, shit, You know, he was saying that, can we move on to something other? I'm asking it, and I was like, shit, back in my days, this took me quite a while. And we all remember that. Naruto struggled to learn walking, tracker control, and walking up trees and all of that. And he says that he wants to learn the Kage Bunshin, you know, how to multiply himself. And I think one of the reasons why he wanted to learn that is because the fox told Naruto, told Kawaki that this was one of Naruto's signature moves. And, you know, it was one of the first jutsu he mastered, you know, partly because he also wanted to have friends and all of that. And so you can see that Kawaki is really trying to walk in the shoes of Naruto. I think Naruto is the first role model that Kawaki has ever had in life. And so you can already see the impact that Naruto is going to have on his life. So again, is Kawaki really responsible for the death of Naruto? We are yet to see, right? And we can't know. Yes, people are starting to question that the first chapter, right? Is what Boruto said true? Did Kawaki really cause the death of Naruto? No, we are really wondering. Now, beyond that, the next important thing that I want to touch on before I really get into the juicy stuff is the fact that Kawaki and Boruto exchange some words, and Kawaki was like, listen, Boruto, we have to really get stronger, we have to get stronger fast, because we have to beat Jigen or whatever his name is, right, and get these karma seals off of us and all of that thing, right? And so, and then Boruto was like, yeah, we have to, and then Boruto put his fist to his heart and say, okay, and call him a bro. So I'm guessing that, again, we are seeing progression in the character development of Kawaki. He's opening up and he's allowing himself to assimilate in the lifestyle and the village and the in the Leaf Village and become a part of the Leaf Village and Naruto's family, right? He acknowledged and recognized when Boruto called him a bro and almost seemingly accepted it, right? And so we are seeing a transition in Kawaki's character. Remember, when he just came to the village, he was closed off, he was angry at the world, and understandably why, he has been through a lot of shit. There's no reason to trust anyone, right? But the next important thing that we want to get into is this. Sasuke is now on a mission, right, in another dimension. So he infiltrated, I think, one of the dimension, a secret location that belongs to Jigen and the whole Kara organization, mostly Jigen, right? And he uncovers a lot of secrets, right? You know, first secret is that it seems that the Otsuki is traveling pairs. And if we remember the Boruto movie, we say that when Momoshiki came, he came with another person. I forgot his Kinshiki. I think that's his name, right? So it's suggesting that they're traveling pairs, right? And then he was like, okay, if this is the case, right, it means that what's her name again? Gosh, I always forget her name. The first Otsuki that came, what's her name? Kaguya. Yeah, it means that Kaguya came in a pair as well. And if that's the case, who did Kaguya come with? And no, all and be all, the person that it seems Kaguya came with was Jigen, right? Now, Jigen in this hideout has a Biju, a Ten-tail, right? He has a Ten-tail, as the Ten-tail, the Jubi, the Ten-tail. Restricted and thing and all of that. Now the question is this the same Ten-tail or is it another Ten-tail? I'm leaning to the fact that it's another Ten-tail, right? I'm thinking it's another Ten-tail. Because if you remember, the Ten-tail was scattered to they still have Kuruma and all of these things, and unless, right, and Naruto would have known if the other tail beasts were captured, because he according to the CG, he was gonna make Naruto's intern become the meeting place for all his tail beasts. So technically Naruto is a walking Jinchuriki for the Jubi, technically speaking, right? He has most of the chakras of all the tail beasts inside him, and he's technically the Jinchuriki of the Ten-tier. And so I'm guessing it's a separate and different Jubi, which also raises a lot of other questions that we would like to understand and like to know. And so, right, so it turns out that Jigen is the old Otsuki that Kaguya might have came here with, right? And for some reason, he has to absorb some of the Ten-tail's chakra in order to retain his original form. Now, why? Maybe there's something happened. Now, if you remember, Jigen has a karma seal. And you remember when Momoshiki died, you know, and Boruto got the karma. So Jigen was like, you sly fox Momoshiki, you create left a vessel, right? So now I'm thinking that this is something that happens when the old Skooki dies, is that the person that kills them, you know, as you know, get the karma seal. But this is now, we have yet to establish if this is a gift or a curse. We understand that it's a powerful seal that can make the user very powerful, but we don't know to for what reason, right? A vessel, if you understand the very definition of a vessel, is that it's a container for something else, right? So now technically we have Boruto is a vessel and Jigen is a vessel, right? Jigen is a vessel technically and Kawaki is a vessel, right? But why is it that Jigen is trying to capture Kawaki? Whose vessel is he trying to make him be, right? Is it the Jibu, the Tentails, the Biju, whatever, the Tentails Ruby? Is he supposed to be the vessel for the Tentails? And if so, for what reason? Or is these karma seal persons with the karma seal vessels for the old Skookies that they killed? So is it possible that we might see Momoshiki again reincarnated, possessing Boruto, right? Is the Jigen the vessel for the old Skooki that came with Kaguya? Did he somehow kill the Kaguya guy and for some reason being possessed by that guy? Or is he the actual guy that came here and lost his power somehow, and then he's trying to implement a karma seal on himself in order to reabsorb and reattain his power by allowing himself to become a vessel? This is yet to be established and flushed out, and so this is what we have to look forward to going forward. And so let's see what happens going forward. But the big reveal is that Jigen is possibly the Otsuki that came with Kaguya. He's probably the Kaguya's partner. And so that's pretty big. That's big information. And it creates... This next chapter created so many questions, as well as created so many possibilities and so many avenues for Naruto manga to grow and flourish. And this is why a lot of people are excited right now about this chapter, and why I'm so excited about this chapter, because there's so many questions, there's so many things to theorize, and there's so many things to get excited about. Now we understand that there's going to be a need for major power scaling for Boruto, Kawaki, and not just that, we are gonna have to see probably we're gonna see an actual all-out battle between Naruto and this Jigen guy, because he absorbed some chakra to actually go for Kawaki. He was literally said that he's going for Kawaki, right? And so the next what we are gonna see is probably Naruto's defeat, or Naruto's pulling out some extra power, or actually see Naruto really go all out, right? So let's look out for that. Probably it's gonna take Sasuke and Naruto to fight this guy. Who knows? This guy's gonna do a major damage, because he absorbs a lot of chakra to regain that form and all of that. So that's it for this manga review. If I think I've missed anything, I'm gonna be putting this on my YouTube channel, so make sure you guys go over there and find me on YouTube. It's the Anime Podcast on YouTube as well. All right. And you can listen to me on all major podcast platforms. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace, bye, and good luck.